For SBS News, I'm Michelle Alexandrovic. Trade unions have reacted positively to the federal opposition leader's plans to dismiss the Australian Industrial Relations Commission if Labor wins the next election. Labor leader Kevin Rudd says he would replace the Industrial Relations Commission with one industrial relations office to be known as Fair Work Australia. The secretary of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, Greg Combey, has told the ABC the move has union support.
The concept that the independent umpire out to the regions and to the suburbs, and that it works more closely with business in the workplace, mediating between employees and employers, in a practical way in the workplace, non-legalistic, much more simple and straightforward, making sure fairness is applied. I reckon that's a really good move.
But the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry has criticised Labor's proposal. The Chamber's Chief Executive, Peter Hendy, says the new system would give more powers to a centralised super-industrial agency and to the unions. Mr Hendy says the new body would have increased power to arbitrate, which he says is very concerning.
The fact that they're giving it more powers is the really important part, because we've moved away from a centralised wage-fixing system to one where decisions are made by enterprises with employees and employers working together in the workplace. And they're moving back to the future of the old centralised wage-fixing system.
South Australian Liberal Senator Amanda Vanstone is to quit politics. Senator Vanstone has scheduled a media conference in Adelaide to announce her resignation. No further details have been given, but the move comes after Prime Minister John Howard sacked her as Immigration Minister earlier this year. Nearly 900 refugee advocates have written to Kevin Rudd condemning Labor's immigration policy on the eve of the Federal Party's national conference. Many of the advocates, who include lawyers and religious figures, say they can't support Labor unless it adopts a more compassionate approach. Jack Smith from the advocacy group Project Safecom, who's coordinated the letter campaign, says while some aspects of Labor's policy are an improvement, his vote will be going to one of the minor parties.
The truth is that when Labor lost government in 1996, we did not have a super secure maximum security facility on Christmas Island. We did not have an accession zone, and we did not have a policy of stopping the boats. Three elements that Labor at the moment maintains, they're all John Howard policies.
A man linked to the Tamil Tigers has been arrested in New York. Karunakaran Kandasamy, the suspected leader of the United States branch of the Tamil Tigers rebel group, has been charged with providing material support to a foreign terrorist organisation. Prosecutors say that Mr Kandasamy oversaw activities such as fundraising and international meetings for the rebel group, which the US classifies as a terrorist organisation. The US government says the rebels rely on sympathetic Tamil expatriates to raise money, get weapons and spread propaganda, using branches in at least 12 countries, including the United States. And Tamil Tiger rebels and government soldiers in Sri Lanka held a truce as their national cricket team defeated New Zealand to reach the World Cup final in Jamaica. Police and military officials say there were no clashes reported during the live broadcast of the semi-final yesterday, following an announcement from the Tamil Tigers that the rebels would cease action so they could watch the match. A military source says troops and police were nevertheless given instructions to stay on high alert to ensure that those on duty remained at their posts rather than also leaving to watch the match. 5 hours after the match, conflict resumed and two policemen were killed in a roadside bomb attack in Ampara in the east of the island. Sri Lanka will meet Australia in Saturday's final in Barbados. Now a look at today's weather across the country. Rain developing in Adelaide, a top of 21. Brisbane mainly fine and 28. Sunny in Canberra, 19. Darwin fine and sunny and 33 degrees. Another fine day for Hobart with a top of 16. Also fine in Melbourne and 23. A sunny day in Perth, 22. And for Sydney, mainly fine and 21 degrees. That's SBS News.